Well, I want to welcome to the WNRN studios this morning members of Hammer and String. Good morning, Cleek. Good morning, Reese.
Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Well, for Cleek, it's welcome back, and welcome for the first time to Reese. I guess if you could tell us a little bit about how you guys decided to come together for this project and how you knew each other. Who wants to take up that story, Cleek or Reese, this morning?
I'll give it a shot. This is Reese. Cleek and I first met in a taxi cab on the way to a party in New York on the Lower East, well, ultimately on the Lower East Side, but so we were introduced by a mutual friend and then ended up kind of playing in some of the bars on the Lower East Side where Irish music is played until all hours of the night. And I knew Cleek as a fiddle player at first, but then realized one of those nights that he could play the piano, which worked because I had a gig coming up where I needed a piano player. So I figured I'd give him a shot, not knowing many other piano players that I wanted to play with in New York for this kind of music. And the rest was history. We really liked playing together, and we listened to a little handheld recording that we made of the gig in a total navel-gazing way over and over and over again. We just thought we sounded great. So we started booking some dates and gigs, and then we ended up booking a very intense kind of 23-day tour over 5,000 miles and made a CD to go along with the tour.
And somewhere in the mix came Joel. How did he enter into this grouping? Because obviously you guys created a duo, and where how did he made it the trio? How did that happen?
Well, Joel actually was with us for that first gig.
Oh, okay.
So it was the first time I'd ever played with him, actually.
It was one of those kind of random gigs that you do as professional musicians, either weddings or bar mitzvahs or brisses or whatever. And most of the time you make passable music that's good enough for anyone that's paying you, but not good enough for you. And very occasionally you sit down with three people and right away it's completely incredible. Totally amazing. And that's what it was. Joel is actually somebody that I've known in New York City since I first moved there. When ironically enough, he took banjo lessons from me. Now he's such a superior banjo player to what I could ever hope to do on the instrument that he's more than deserves the starring spot in this group. But he's not here today.
Well, Reese, people in Charlottesville may know Cleek since he grew up here, and he was also an instructor in the Blue Ridge Irish Music School. But tell us a little bit about your story in playing banjo and fiddle. Where did you learn these instruments?
I first started playing, oddly enough, in Chicago, Illinois. My family was involved in this kind of haphazard organization that proudly called itself the Chicago Barn Dance Company. It wasn't really a company, and there wasn't really a barn, but it was a group of people who had either made pilgrimages out to western North Carolina and West Virginia to learn music and dance of the kind of Appalachians in the Southeast, and brought it back. And started having regular square dances to live string band music. And it was a small affair, you know, anywhere from 15 to 40 people. But it grew slowly over the years. And I started playing fiddle, and my parents were dancing when I was about 5, is when I first picked up the fiddle. And we moved to southern West Virginia, my family, after that, to kind of add to my street credibility in terms of having playing this kind of music. So living in both Alabama and in southern West Virginia was a really interesting time, because a lot of the very kind of older players have died now. But then, in the early 80s, in southern West Virginia, I had the opportunity as a child to play with a lot of the great legendary West Virginia traditional players. And you know, over the years, you pick up banjo and guitar and mandolin and a little piano, mostly because you want to play, and if there's already a fiddle, well, you don't want to step on anyone's toes, so it's nice to fill in.
Well, we've got members of Hammer and String here in the WNRN studio this morning, Reese Jones and Cleek Schrey, and they're going to add Joel Weatherstrom. Is that how you say his last name?
Wennerstrom.
Wennerstrom, okay. And then also a special guest, John Herman is going to be there as well. So they're going to be double fiddle, double banjo? Is that the thing? Or is there going to be other instruments that are going to float in for the evening?
Well, we actually have John filling in for Joel for this gig.
Oh, okay.
We're really
got
lucky
it.
To have him for this. We actually during our 23-day tour, we're only able to be joined by Joel a few times. So we'd have some guest star banjo players, and John was one of them. We had him down in Atlanta. So,
one of the great things about the two of us playing together is that we both play multiple instruments, and so when we're doing shows that don't involve our third, we can either find a third if we're in an area where there's one of our favorite musicians, like John Herman, who's just a legendary, legendary traditional musician. But also, we did and continue to do a very effective kind of duo version of Hammer and String. It's good we chose the name Hammer and String because it actually sounds like we intended it for there to be two of us, you know. But, you know, and that involves us playing a lot of different kinds of instruments with each other, so... In this case, John Herman will be there instead of Joel. We happen to choose the only banjo player in America that has a day job, Joel Wennerstrom, who can't accompany us on most of our touring. But
all right, well, we got Reese and Cleek here this morning, and what are you going to do for us first?
What do you think? Want to play Coondog?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. This is an old-time tune that... Cleek and I started playing together originally on fiddle and piano just to mess around with it, but then we realized it sounded a lot better with twin fiddling. Twin fiddling is one of my favorite things to do. It's incredibly intimate. Thank you.
WNRN with Cleek Schrei and Reese Jones live in the WNRN studio. They make up at least two-thirds of Hammer and String, and they're here in the studios this morning, and they're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Southern for a show here. So let's talk a little bit about kind of maybe this, maybe it's a goal, or maybe it's just kind of what happened with Hammer and String, kind of this supposed conversation between kind of Appalachian music and Irish music. I mean, I think most people know the history is that people from Scotland and Ireland came and populated the mountains, and thus old-time music came out as kind of a derivation. But I imagine that there are variations, no matter whether you're talking about each county in Ireland or you're talking about different states and areas in Appalachia and how these tunes have evolved, and maybe you're just different. And you know, and when you guys came together, did you have, were you looking at, like, this version of this tune that's kind of you knew from playing old-time music, and then this one that you knew from Ireland, but you also knew they were in common and their variations? Or, I don't know, maybe it's a complicated question.
Well, you know, like you said, there's this historical conversation between the two musics, and I can't speak for Reese, but I know with this project, for me, it's more of a personal one, in that I come from a background in Irish music, and in the past few years have developed an interest in old-time music, and it's pretty much been vice versa for Reese. And when I first got to know Reese, I actually rarely got to hear him play old-time music, because he was rapidly in search of tunes in New York City playing Irish music, and I got to know him actually through mutual friends that played Irish music, and slowly we ended up playing more old-time music together, and I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, I went through a period. I had played old-time music my entire life since I was 5. I'm 36 now, so over 30 years. And I had gone through a time where I didn't want to play old-time music anymore. I was having trouble figuring out what my relationship to it was. And part of that was that I didn't want to stop being a musician. And even once I'd kind of resolved that, I'd also just wanted to spend a lot of time playing music that I didn't know how to play well anymore. I wanted the feeling of being a beginner at something again. And I wasn't going to get the feeling of being a beginner at the fiddle, but I liked the idea of going to a place in New York, into a dark bar in the Lower East Side, and being on the edge of the circle, and not being the one that leads the tunes, and not being the one that knows, but being the one that has to follow and figure it out. And it was both a mental challenge and kind of a spiritual challenge to be humble and do it that way, and to be bad at something and learn it. And so I had this tremendous interest in Irish music at the time, and was really looking to get better at it exclusively, and had kind of put aside old-time music. But like anything you've done your entire life, it's always hard to get away from it completely. And so you could say I've either fallen off the wagon or just gotten a little more balance in my life. And when I met Cleek, what I found was a fiddler who was rare to me in the Irish music world, who was interested in old recordings, interested in old styles of Irish playing that I had been looking for but had been unable to find current practitioners of, and had kind of assumed that that aesthetic had disappeared from Irish music, that I was bringing an old-time aesthetic to Irish music. And what I found out were there are people that are interested in that sound. And we really kind of came together over that, in addition to this conversation between two musics. And like you said, there is variation, not just from state to state, but if you go to Kentucky, from county to county. And so for the type of music that we play, I think what you're looking at is some of what we would call the oldest of old-time music, the old-time music that wasn't necessarily always commercially recorded, but had the closest relationship to Irish music when it was played by individual fiddlers that were recorded by maybe the Library of Congress in the 30s and 40s.
Right. So you're back to those dusty recordings. I know Cleek, had a whole session at the Irish Music School about Michael Coleman and his influence in New York and Irish music. So I know that he's certainly familiar with that. But I imagine that you guys have gone beyond him in terms of what you're looking for. In terms of Irish music,
yeah.
Have you?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a number of players that I respect and admire, but I still hold that Coleman was the best.
Well, I don't think you're alone, Klieg. Well, let's get to the recording here for a minute. Right. And this is a new album that they've put out this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came out on Valentine's Day on February 17th, just in time for our tour.
So I just have to ask you, we're going to play the first track. It's called Say Old Man, Can I Have Your Daughter? Is this kind of a variation of Say Old Man, was it Can I Fiddle? Or
Can You Play the Fiddle?
Can You Play the Fiddle?
No, it's a completely different tune.
Okay.
But they both involve old men, and they both involve probably one of the worst ways you could go about asking the respective question. I don't know if Say Old Man, Can I Have Your Daughter is necessarily the exact way you'd want to do it. But the album is called The Girl Who Broke My Heart.
Reese Jones and Klieg Schreier are my guests this morning, and we'll be back with more conversation with them in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
WNRN with a tune directly from the new album from Hammer and String. The album's called The Girl Who Broke My Heart, and we heard Say, Old Man, Can I Have Your Daughter? My guests this morning in the WNRN studios, Cleek Schrei, Reese Jones, they've got this group called Hammer and String, and they're going to have a banjo player with them tomorrow, John Herman. Reese, you talked about one of the first gigs that you did with Cleek was with him as a piano player and you as a fiddler. And wonder if there's going to be any kind of combinations of things like that tomorrow night when you play at the Southern.
Yeah, I think you're going to hear a pretty wide variety of combinations. I play fiddle and guitar. Cleek plays fiddle and piano. Our banjo player plays banjo and guitar. And there's a bit of singing involved in all of us. So I think you'll hear vocals, you'll hear Irish music on a variety of different instruments, you'll hear old-time music, and then you'll hear something that's kind of in between.
And you're going to be, with the Appalachian music, you're going to be doing some of these combinations as well. I think probably a lot of people, when they think of Appalachian music, are thinking, you know, fiddle or banjo, maybe guitar, but will piano be involved in this as well?
Absolutely. That's actually kind of our agenda with the music that we're making. In addition to just having fun playing together, the piano has a pretty long history in American music that was kind of either purposely forgotten about or surrendered to Northern music. And so now when people think of traditional Appalachian music or just old-time music in general, wherever it is in the country, they think of fiddle, banjo, and guitar. And in reality, guitar is the newcomer to that. Guitar wasn't really used prior to the, you know, 20s and 30s. And before that, piano had been around for a very long time. And some of the earliest recordings of Kentucky music, of Alabama music, of West Virginia music, is fiddle and piano. And piano has continued to exist in Irish music. And it puzzled Cleek and I that this had disappeared from American music. And we wanted to bring it back.
So we're glad that you're gonna try that. How about another live tune for us this morning? What are you going to play for us?
Sure. I think we're going to play the title track from the CD, The Girl Who Broke My Heart. And then we'll go into a tune called Hooker's Hornpipe, which is an American tune. The first one is an Irish tune, and the second one's an American tune. It's not what you think it's about. It's named after General Fightin' Joe Hooker from Missouri. Thank you.
WNRN with Reese Jones, Cleek Schrei, live in the WNRN studio. They're playing tomorrow at the Southern, along with John Herman on banjo and lots of other instruments involved besides the double fiddle tomorrow night at the Southern. So I have to ask Cleek a question. So where are you residing these days? Are you still centered in Charlottesville, or have you moved away?
Well, that's a point of debate, actually. I finished up UVA last spring and remained in Charlottesville for the summer. And then in August, I accepted a role in a touring show. It's an Irish dance show called Celtic Legends, which is based in Europe. I started out in August and September doing a month in Vancouver. And since then, I've been spending about 2 weeks a month in Europe, mostly in France, touring with that show. And in the weeks in between, I spent most of my time in New York, often with Reese. And actually, I was in France for 3 weeks and then came back. We did a 23-day tour. Then 2 days later, I went to France this last time for a month and a half. Then I came back 2 weeks ago. And now we're on this little excursion again.
And Reese, do you spend most of your time in New York, or are you traveling like Cleek?
I end up spending about 50% of my time in New York. I have a little boy who's just turned 4, and so I spend half the time with him and half the time either on the road touring or kind of East Coast, what I consider local gigs. Anything within 4 hours is local to me. An actual tour is, I just got back from a tour of the Southwest for 2.5 weeks, playing in New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas. And so, you know, I'll take longer trips like that as well. So it's about 50-50 for me.
Well, thanks both of you for coming in this morning and playing live, and good luck on touring and promoting this new album.